Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know what you did as a teenager.
Yeah.
And because of that, you should be skeptical of your kids.
Yeah.
And your kids' friends. And that's all this was. Trust, but verify.
There you go.
Don't
Reagan.
But don't trust all.
This is a Reagan move.
Yes, it is. I'm fine with it being a Reagan move. I'm fine with it. I want my house to be a shining beacon on a hill. And everybody listening, if you have teenagers, should be doing everything you can to keep from burying yourself. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So last weekend, my oldest, my 14-year-old, school is all done. She wanted to have a little sleepover party with her friends.
Yeah.
All right. So she got like five friends coming over, and they were going to sleep and hang out in the basement.
Yeah, yeah, because you got it all done down.
Well, yeah, we finished our basement. It's like where I hang out and watch sports. It's my wife told me this will be your space, and it has now become where my kids hang out with their friends, which is awesome. So down there where I watch all my sports, I have a beer fridge.
Nice.
A stocked beer fridge that I keep stocked for all the guests.
You got arm's length, right?
So right there.
Boom.
Literally right
Look
there.
Look at that. Nice.
So she's 14. Her friends are like 14, 15. And I have decided that they are at an age where I don't know if I can trust them alone with the fridge.
Well, you got to keep an eye on things.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. I was worried because there is so much beer in this fridge that these kids might, you know, as teenagers will do,
they will
try to sneak some alcohol. Mm. So on Saturday morning, I went to Lowe's. I got a big-ass lock.
One of those big master locks?
Yep. I got a big-ass chain thing.
No.
Yeah, hand to God.
Chain.
It's on my Instagram. You can pull it up if you want to see it.
It's like a freaking cartoon.
I brought it home. I wrapped it around the fridge.
Oh, no, you did not.
I did. The picture is on my Instagram at Duffy on WCMF. You can look for yourself.
I don't even want to condone what you're doing right now, but even looking at it.
Okay. And I locked the fridge.
Yeah.
And my daughter saw me doing it, and at first she started making fun of me for doing it.
As she should.
Right? Okay. As far as I know, my 14-year-old does not drink. And we're around each other a lot. Now, I don't want to be that dad that thinks, like, our child is perfect. I understand that kids are capable of this thing. And here's the thing. She was also having two very close friends over that I also would trust not to touch anything in the basement.
Yeah.
But there were two girls coming over that I had never met before. And I mean no disrespect to them, but I, as a dad, cannot just ignore the fact that there is alcohol
there.
You
cannot.
They will be alone in the basement while I'm sleeping. Peer pressure is a hell of a drug. What is the issue?
Let me tell you something, young lady. That beer's going to be locked up. I'm keeping an eye on it.
Yes!
I don't know these strange girls from God knows where, but I don't want them downstairs indulging in alcohol and rock and roll music. Rock and roll and beer has got to go.
I don't understand why this is a controversial take. What is the problem?
It's an overreaction, man, with the lock and everything.
It just looks
a
little extreme.
It's like it's totally extreme, and they'll find ways to drink, man. You didn't solve anything.
If they want
to
sneak beer in, it will not be your beer.
Okay, that's
and
fine.
And you're going to be known as that dad that locks everything up, because that's going to get to all of her friends. Oh, yeah, you know what they do at the Duffy house? Lame-ass square dad locks it up.
She's not even allowed in her own fridge.
Lock it up.
I'm fine with being known as the dad that locks the beer fridge. That's I don't see what the negative is.
Why do you want to be known as the parent that locks stuff up? You're like known as the parent who, like, I put the equivalent of, remember like the friends' homes you'd go to where you weren't allowed in certain rooms?
Yes.
Okay. That's definitely, you know me.
But
that's not
me. There's no fly zone, but that's where it starts with the lock.
Yeah, it all starts with the giant beer fridge lock.
Stay away from my bubblehead curio cabinet. And
also that.
Don't touch any of the memorabilia.
Well, no, I did have to have a talk
with my... Who moved this bubblehead? Don't touch it.
Okay. You guys are being dicks. No, there's a huge difference.
I'm trying to help you, man.
No, you're not.
Because you're going to be known as that dad. That dad was always the lamest, squarest dad.
And I
nobody wanted to go to that house.
Yeah, you felt because, like you had to tiptoe around.
Yeah, it was like eggshell house.
I'm no, but I'm a very warm and welcoming person.
I thought you were, too.
Everything
except
else.
When it comes to where your kids and their friends hang out.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. They are allowed any part of my house, except for my room, obviously.
But don't touch stuff.
No, don't touch the beer.
Well, you just said you don't want your other stuff being touched either.
Well, obviously, don't break my bobbleheads. I've been collecting these bobbleheads for a very long time.
And also your Simpson memorabilia.
Yeah, also stay away from my Simpson memorabilia. But I don't lock that up. It is
You're not far from it, though.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go back to something you said.
If something goes missing or seems out of place, now you're going to start to think, are they going to take stuff out of my basement, which will lead to other measures being taken.
You think that's a possibility?
I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know.
Okay. Kimmy, you brought up if they're going to drink, they're going to find a way to drink.
Yes.
And they will bring beer in. And you know what? I am not okay with that. But here's the thing. I don't want to be the dad where the kids, if they do get into my beer thing, other parents are calling me and going, why are you not being more safe about
this?
No, shut up. Like you, I get. You're a degenerate. You don't understand how the world works. You never raise your own kids. I'm fine with you thinking, I'm 65. I'm still cool. Check me out, man. I'm going to give alcohol to teenagers.
You didn't see my Portofino shorts.
Like I did with my co-host when he was 15. You, on the other hand, Kimmy.
I remember going to kids' houses where it was weird that they didn't have access to everything in their own home. And
it's
I always
beer.
Thought that was so strange.
It's beer.
Yeah, but you're locking up a refrigerator.
It only has beer in it.
And they know they're not allowed to drink.
Why don't you put some soda in there?
Oh, what's that?
And why don't you count the beer? Like, I always assumed as a kid, like, taking something out of a parent's stash, like, they have it counted or marked.
No, but here's the thing.
You kind of know it's in there. Because, like, people have beer in their refrigerator, right? Most people have beer in the fridge. They don't make your kind of money where they can have a separate refrigerator just for beer.
Sure. Yeah. So, yeah. What were you saying? Where are your shorts from again?
They're not from there. It's a look.
Oh, Portofino. It's a look.
It's a Portofino look. You wouldn't understand, man. You've never been to the Italian islands, and neither have I. But I've seen pictures, and I've seen some Sinatra movies.
You were saying.
But like, there's beer in the fridge, right? In your actual refrigerator.
No, all the beer stays in the beer fridge.
But before that, it was there,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was, yes.
So would you, let's say you did, let me ask you this, if you didn't have this beer refrigerator, and you just had your refrigerator full of beer,
yeah,
would you think about putting a lock or an alarm on the door so you don't want them, like if you're upstairs, you don't want them sneaking in and grabbing
No, because I wouldn't have had a choice. I don't want the kids to feel like they can't go into the refrigerator to get like snacks or something.
Okay. Yeah, but it would be the same access. Yeah.
I understand, but I ended up in a good spot where all of the alcohol was in one specific spot.
Well, no, because did you lock up like your bar? Because you have actual liquor.
And so we do have a lock on it, yes. And there were bottles of wine that my wife keeps somewhere else. God, you make us sound like drunks. I swear to God, it's just for entertaining.
Everybody has like wine or some kind of liquor.
Okay, the wine was available. The wine was available. But I also don't think that my 14-year-old knows how to open a bottle of wine.
And there probably wasn't anything.
She'll figure it out.
I mean, probably the snacks weren't a good pairing with it. They weren't wearing their Portofino shorts.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I think, as we go to the phones, I want you guys to ruminate, think about this sentence before we go to the phones. Shouldn't you always assume your kids are going to be as bad as you were when you were younger?
Yes.
So then if that's the case, lock up the beer, man.
Lock it up.
252-WCMF, my daughter has a little sleepover party last weekend, end of school thing. She's got four or five friends coming over. I have a beer fridge where all my beer lives in my basement where the kids are going to be sleeping. And I don't know two of these kids. I know how peer pressure gets. I don't want to be dangerous and irresponsible. So I went out and I bought a big chain and I bought a big, it is a comically big lock. I will give you that.
You put a chain on it.
It was like a Disney or Warner Brothers Bugs Bunny giant size lock. I chained the beer fridge shut and I locked it so the kids couldn't get into it.
It also kind of ruins the look of your
intense.
Of your man cave.
Well, it doesn't live there now. I only put it on when the kids are old.
Okay, all right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Hey, Jeremy, what's up, buddy?
Let me first start out by saying I really agree with your sentiment. I think that you, as a parent, can't be liable for other people. That being said, man, you did this for show. You could have just done this and kept this to yourself, but apparently you posted it online for other people to see. You made some chintzy-ass setup for other people to see. Like, what's the point of that? Are you just flaunting it because you thought that you screwed up your nice house with some crappy chain and lock?
Well, no, so I'll walk through it. I'll walk through the thought process there, because you're right. I just thought this was a normal thing, and I had done it, and my daughter starts to light me up, and my wife started laughing at me a little bit, and I was like, no, we're going to see who's right here. So I threw it up on Instagram because I was curious, and then I started getting lit up by people there.
I mean, I don't know what your house looks like, but you're modestly successful, and your wife is very
modestly successful.
Thank you.
Nailed that.
I imagine you have a nice house. So why do you want to Lance Duffy up your beer fridge?
Oh.
I mean,
oh my God.
Yeah, you're becoming your dad.
It's a Lance lock.
No, if we had a Lance lock, he would have never left.
He had his own stash of things nobody could touch.
It's beer.
I just imagine you. I could have just imagined that you've done this on the quiet and moved it somewhere else.
Well, no, I can't move a whole fridge. So the other thing was, I got a lot of people, and they're writing me now on Instagram, why not just take the beer out of the fridge? There were like 50 cans of beer in there. I don't have anywhere to keep them cold, and I'm not skunking out this beer. Yeah. I'm not skunking it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Look what you've become, man. Now you're going to be wearing flashy suits and spiking your hair. how's that going to look chasing down three-year-olds down the street? Come on. You are really setting yourself up for failure.
Thanks, man.
I'm disappointed in you.
I'm sorry.
Ooh,
I'm sorry.
Disappointed.
Sorry, Jeremy. Thanks, buddy.
Hashtag disappointed.
I wonder how many parents would leave this open and on display on purpose, because it's almost like they want to see whether or not kid or their friends would take one.
Okay, if it was if it was just my kids, I get where you're coming with.
Yeah.
My biggest fear, and as a parent, and I say this sincerely, 252-WCMF, is that something happens with another kid at my house.
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah.
But not even like where the kid gets hurt, where the parent comes and goes, like, I trusted you with my child, and you let me down. I don't want to let down any other parents.
I understand.
I know you don't, because you're running your effing mouth. You don't get it, man.
That's why you're going to put the big lock on it.
I had asked you guys, shouldn't you always assume that your kids are going to be as bad as you were?
Yeah, but you were sneaky, though. Like, you would not have been dumb enough to take it straight from the fridge.
Oh, no. My dad had so much beer, just like I had so much beer. And look, I could sit and count the beers, right? Yeah. But there's a ton of beer in this fridge because I have friends over to watch, like, sporting events and stuff, right? I have friends, unlike you. So I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I would have noticed anything missing. There's a wide variety of different beers in there.
How big is this beer?
It's like a mini fridge,
right?
But I got like 50 beers in there. Yeah. It's very efficient.
I hear you're doing pretty well.
Well, yeah, I got a 50-beer job.
Yeah.
What can I say? We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF is the easiest way to get us. Adam writes, I'm with you, Duffy. I always consider myself a cool dad with all the kids. Like to come over. My son's graduating tomorrow. We're not allowing alcohol at his grad party because nowadays parents are easily butthurt and, God forbid, an accident happens. Okay, that took a weird turn. I don't want to know the S-storm I'm going to get from other parents and possible legal action. Every time we bring up parents allowing kids to drink, you call them idiots.
Yeah, you should not do that.
So what am I doing then?
You're going too far.
So what would have been the appropriate reaction?
I'll just explain it to them.
Hey, listen. I know we had a lot of fun back there, but this alcohol is for people that are 21 years or older.
He's one step away from checking everybody's backpack when they arrive at his house.
Yeah.
Because I knew a parent that did that too.
Okay.
Could you bring it into my house?
Yeah. I'm also okay with that move.
I want to see if there's narcotics in that book bag.
Sleeping bag check.
Are you making fun of me for not wanting kids to
bring I don't want little Sally Pill Popper over my house.
Claire writes us,
and
it looks like she's going to be on Kimmy's side. She looks to be around Kimmy's age, and I know Kimmy's old now, so I don't mean that as any disrespect to you, Claire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she says she's 22. It's a 22-year-old who remembers being in parents' basements.
That was insulting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I regret what I said. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Claire.
Sorry, Claire.
As a 22-year-old who remembers being in a parent's basement underage and a locked fridge, it was weird. The fact that it's glass front, you can see the alcohol.
Yes.
Makes it not weird. Okay, what do you want from me, man?
There's a tease. Don't touch it.
It's not a tease. There's 14 and 15. No, you know what this is?
What's that?
You know what this is? You think that you leaving the beer fridge open would make you cool. That's what this is.
I don't think it's about being cool.
Oh, no.
It's
the
shock of seeing a lock on a fridge.
Yes. Are you not looking at his face? Because he knows he's getting pinned down here. And I'll explain why, Kimmy. Let's go back to a story Tommy's told us in the past.
Right. Well,
Tommy's a really cool adult, man. Like, first of all, I know this guy who's in radio now, who he used to buy drinks for when he was 15 years old at bars. But let's get past that story.
Right.
Okay.
Kimmy, you remember when his niece was looking for a place to go hang out with
her
boyfriend?
Yeah, I had the apartment in Florida.
Yeah, and your niece was 18?
They were in high school.
Oh, so 17.
Yeah, I just
and seen not it, seen only it. Not only did you allow your niece and her boyfriend to go have sex in your apartment,
I don't know what they did.
You supplied them with alcohol. You left alcohol
there was,
behind.
I said, this,
okay,
this.
Hey, Kimmy.
By the way, they've been
you're
married.
You're on that guy's team.
They've been
you're,
married for 40 years,
and both of them huge alcoholics.
Yeah, but he's an uncle. He's not a parent.
Right. I don't count.
I'm not doesn't saying what he did was great, but I mean he's not the parent of that girl.
I assume that every kid is a bad kid. And I'm not judging them for being a bad kid.
Well, they have the ability.
Yes, I get it. I'm not saying like you're a bad kid. I mean like you have it in you to do bad things. And I am not going to be the one that allows those kids to get hurt.
I understand.
No, you don't. You did.
And you have locked it up and made sure of it. So my first, ended up being my father-in-law.
Yeah.
He was lock it up guy.
Okay.
He had the booze, he had the beer, everything had a lock or a system to get into it, man. He was that guy. He walked around in red shorts with no underwear. I miss to see this guy.
See, no, I know what you're doing now. Five, now you're trying to make me sound like a psycho.
He drank like five.
You painted a different picture.
He drank water glass sized martinis all day. He was a chain smoker and a pill popper. He threw his microwave oven in the swimming pool on purpose. This is the kind of guy you represent.
No, it's not.
Why did I have to know that he doesn't wear underwear?
Because he's trying to make me look bad. That's what he's doing.
I saw the guy's nutsack. I saw his nutsack before I saw his daughter's vagina.
I would not say any of those things out loud.
We were kids, and it was South Florida.
All right, so another reason why I had to use the giant comically large lock is something that Jason writes on Instagram.
I didn't even know they made those.
I had to go find it.
For what? What are you locking up? Like a power plant?
Yeah, is it a multi-purpose locker specifically for
No, it wasn't for, well, no, because I went thinking they would have like a refrigerator lock, like that was specifically for that. They didn't at Lowe's. So Jason writes, why don't you just use a hasp lock? See, the other problem is, I don't know what that means.
A hasp lock?
No idea.
H-A-S-P. So like, I was not going to be able to like DIY anything. You know that I'm not handy. So the only way this was going to work was for me to put a giant chain around my fridge.
Oh, is it those locks that they put like on houses that are, like, when they have open houses?
Are you asking me about the hasp lock that I don't know?
Because there's, like, a lock on those doors. It just sits right on the door.
No, but the door just opens. There's no, like, hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's no way to just, like, put a lock over it.
Yeah, you gotta chain her up.
I had no choice but to chain it up.
You look like those jamokes that are trying to steal ATMs with their trucks. Yeah. You know, they chain it up and they pull it right out of the wall.
Paul writes us on Instagram, come on down to the Duffy House. Down on Lame Street. Wow, 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 wow. He even wrote, in parentheses, Bob Seger guitar sauce. All right, fine. Whatever. You guys be dicks.
Hey, enjoy Squaresville, baby.
You let kids,
population you.
No, go ahead and let kids get alcohol poisoning at your house as teenagers. I had so many experiences watching friends puke all over floors and finished basements. It ain't going to happen.
They probably won't even like your dad beer selection.
Actually, I have everything. And that's the other problem with this, Kimmy, and why I'm more concerned.
I have every dad beer there is.
Kimmy, you remember as a kid, when you first started having beers at parties and stuff like that, you were forcing that beer down. You didn't like the taste.
Yeah, you didn't like the taste of it.
Problem is, I have everything in that beer fridge. Like, I have several, like, Ruby Red Kolsches.
Ooh.
Right? Like, I got a lot of fruity beer in there because my wife and my sister-in-law likes that stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, that's palatable to a kid now.
All right.
Yeah, but either way, they don't care.
That's what I mean. But no, like.
Better lock up that and the Tide pods.
Tide pods? Did you get into my locked beer fridge? Is that what just happened? What I'm saying is, like, you know, there's now a difference between a kid holding a beer and muscling it down to look cool and enjoying seven Ruby Red Kolsches because they don't know when they're supposed to stop drinking.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy seven beers either way.
And I think you're going to catch it before they down the seventh beer.
I would have been asleep all night. What am I going to do? I was out.
You should sleep next to the fridge.
By the way, here's the other thing. I can't just...
My kids, I'll be sitting with my back against the wall.
No, that's the other...
Watching these all night.
That's the other problem you have, you moron, that you don't think of.
Oh, call me whatever you want.
It's five girls. Yeah. Five girls I'm not the father of. I can't just walk down into this basement at any time and be like, what are you doing down here? It's five girls sleeping.
Well, your wife could go down.
Okay, fine. Yes, maybe. But even that is a little bit like,
No, a mom could go down.
I don't know. Let's say there's like a girl changing.
Mom can do anything.
Let's say there's a girl changing and my wife walks down there. Like if there's
Did she spill a beer on her?
Like if there were like, if I had a son and there were 14-year-old boys down there and he's changing and I walk down there, I'm sure no father would want me to see his 14-year-old son's penis.
I don't think that's, I mean, you're a dad. He's in
you do the dad announcement. Coming down.
Look at your penis.
Lock those penises up.
You should do that.
Comically large penises.
That's the lock you need.
All right, let's take
chain that thing.
Bro. Shut up. Shut up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Something is happening on the east side of town.
What happened?
Something these townspeople don't like.
Oh.
And it was just a matter of time before this affected a town in our area, mm-hmm. right? Their own personal emergency workers might be going away. And these townspeople don't even want to hear what is being considered.
Yeah.
So, if they were to stay, what has to be done to keep people in the town of Victor feeling as safe as they do now?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The Fishers Fire Department
mm-hmm.
covers the town of Victor, along with some other areas.
Okay.
Right? I'm not entirely sure where Fishers is.
It's this tiny little spot, like, wedged in the middle of, like, Victor, I want to say, like, Pittsford or Mendon or something. And, yeah, it's like this, it's weird that it's its own separate thing to me.
Okay. Well, the Fishers Fire Department could be going away.
Oh, no.
This week, oh no,
oh no,
oh no,
oh no,
by God. This week, a packed Victor Town Board meeting heard arguments after officials in the area voted to explore dismantling the fire department.
So does that fire department serve Victor?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So Victor doesn't have its own.
No, it sounds like, at least according to the story, Fishers takes care of okay. Victor. Now, the folks who are looking to dismantle the department say they're not financially stable.
So it's going broke.
Yeah, and it's not surprising. Fire departments, ambulance companies across New York State are all dealing with similar issues involving funding and volunteers.
Yeah.
And despite the fact that this could be a legitimate issue, having to get rid of this, mm-hmm. the people in Victor do not like it.
Why?
Folks at the emergency meeting say the community would be less safe using another fire department
sure.
to cover the area.
The response time.
They say that department covers over 13,000 calls a year, which is almost 5 a day.
It's
a lot of calls. And
yeah.
there have been other little towns in the state who lost fire departments or their own personal ambulance services. The ambulance services happened here, where wait times for emergencies have increased
yeah.
and people have not been getting the care they needed immediately. There was going to be a public hearing in July, but the story last night said this whole thing could happen fast, that the fire department could be dissolved by August.
Mm.
Now, what we don't know from this story
yeah.
is how much money would be needed to keep the department functioning,
mm.
or how you would get that money.
Yeah.
Now, your easiest solution would be...
You're going to have to raise your property taxes.
Yes. And we've talked about this...
To save your property. See, that's how that works.
Look, man, I agree with you. I agree with you. The only way to have enough firefighters and to pay for what you need...
Plus money, man.
...is to raise taxes. But you know what happens when you try to raise taxes.
Everybody screams bloody murder.
You got it. So maybe
mm-hmm.
we need to start thinking out of the box.
What?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Here is the job.
Okay.
You can't raise taxes.
Right.
But you need to come up with major funds to bring in enough money to save
a
your
sponsorship.
Fire department. You got it.
So to speak.
Yeah. What do you do out of the box only? Because sometimes out of the box is crazy enough to work.
Like, I know they have these fireman carnivals mm-hmm. and all that stuff every year, raise money.
Yep.
But how much can they raise legitimately to support a fire department for a year?
Okay, that's a good question. Because, like, Spencerport, for example, does their Spencerman's Fireport Carnival mm-hmm. or Fire Department Carnival. So does Hilton.
I hear you. So you had the festival, the carnival.
Yeah.
And every beer.
Okay.
It's $38.
No, I mean, that's a good question.
And get as drunk as you want.
If you overcharge for beer, but the people buying the beer knew it was going to the fire department, do you think people would rally and get together?
Okay. Well, you're helping your cause.
Okay. But I still feel like that's small potatoes.
What about sponsorship?
That's where I'm going.
Oh.
I have an idea.
Right.
Sell business ads on the fire truck.
Okay. We may come to that.
It would be the most attention-grabbing ad in the history of the world.
Yeah, who doesn't stop to watch a fire truck drive by?
Bingo.
Well, you have to anyway.
And think of what an insurance company would pay to have their logo emblazoned on the side of a red, screaming siren truck flying down the middle of the road.
Okay.
Do companies, though, because, I mean, they do, those fire trucks do show up to emergencies. Like, do you want your ad in front of a potential tragedy?
If I'm Geico, if I'm Allstate.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I do. Right.
This could be you.
Well, I mean, but seriously.
Fire. Like,
think about this, man. If I'm watching my neighbor's house ablaze and that gecko's staring at me.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Not to mention, forget the emergencies. You know, Kimmy, these fire departments, they go to community events. They bring the trucks.
Sure.
It's a free advertisement at every community event.
Local business could invest.
Yeah, okay. Also that.
Right.
I don't see why that would be would there be anybody against selling advertising on the fire truck?
Like, you would sponsor the whole damn thing.
Yeah. Because, like, I get you couldn't do it
like
with
a NASCAR.
Yeah. I get you couldn't do it with cops because paying them makes it looks like you're trying to curry favor. Like, that looks bad.
Yeah.
But what would be the problem with doing this with the fire department?
Well, is there a conflict of interest there?
Where?
If that company that's sponsoring you wants things done a certain way, for whatever reason they start to want to get involved in it, would that be?
For example, give me an example.
I get a little free extra hosing.
I want more water. More water on my house.
Yeah, give me the good extinguisher.
I need my grass is dry.
I feel like they would have a say potentially in how things are run, good or bad.
Well, no. I mean, like, for example, Highmark sponsors the Bill Stadium.
Yeah, but they're not responding to emergencies.
I understand. Well, I would argue that drought for 17 years was an emergency, but that's a whole other argument. No, I mean, you see how there are other examples of naming rights being sold where that company is completely.
How about like one of these sports books?
The Fisher's Fire Department brought to you by FanDuel.
Yeah. Bet you didn't see that fire coming.
I mean, I'm dead ass serious, because if you don't want to raise taxes, you got to find money another way. And the most American way to put money in your pocket is to sell space.
Sell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. In theory, you could sell everything. Sell the naming rights to the firehouse like you do the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Fisher Fire Department brought to you by Applebee's.
Yeah.
And think of the amount of national businesses that would want you to think they care about the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I use Applebee's for a reason. When you walk into any Applebee's in America, they hang up pictures of, like, local sports teams.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah.
And,
very
like,
involved.
Local, because, like, it's a national multi-billion-dollar soulless business.
Yeah.
But they want you to think, like, you're in grandma's house when you walk in there.
We're involved with the community.
I am telling you, man, these companies that want you to think they care about you would give these fire departments money to be the Applebee's firehouse for the Fisher's Fire Department.
All right, let's do it.
I'm serious.
I wonder, though, how much money it would take to sponsor that. And if they only want to do it for a year or two, then you're constantly, though, trying to find the next sponsor.
Understood.
But the money keeps coming in. Yeah. Who cares?
And here's the thing. If, let's say you do it for a year and it doesn't work, you're back in the same spot you were before.
Yeah.
It doesn't make much of a difference. 252 WCMF, the Fisher's Fire Department out in the Victor area, looks like it could be dismantled. It was part of a meeting held in Victor, packed town meeting, earlier this week. They said that if this decision gets made, the department could be folded by August. They were trying to come up with ways outside of raising taxes.
Okay.
So we are getting some tweets that say Victor does have its own fire department.
So then why were people in Victor upset about Fisher's? Is it the village of Victor versus the town?
Could be.
Yeah, maybe
could
they
be.
Still need the help. I don't know. But they just want to throw that out there.
I mean, seriously, give me one good reason why this would not work.
No, I would do it with school buses, too.
That's also, look, I'm fine with that.
Because they're all over the place. They're rolling signs.
In all seriousness, why could you not sell advertising?
Sell it all, baby.
Well, look.
I'm for it. Because, look, man, if you don't want to raise taxes, what else? You need money. Right?
Yeah.
What else can you do?
And here's the thing. It's not like schools are already, like, clean of advertising. All of those
vending sports things, right?
Well, no, I'm saying even in your kids' schools right now, wherever your kid goes to high school, those vending machines inside the high school, they're contracted.
Yeah, doesn't Wegmans have one in there?
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
What I mean was, when I was in high school, it was soda companies.
Yeah.
So your school
so
would
they're
be,
vending machines. Yeah.
Yeah, the school would be a Pepsi company or a Coca-Cola company, and that company would give them money for the rights to sell stuff in the. It's already happening.
Yeah.
So why not make it work for you more?
I'm for it.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Diane. Hello, Diane.
Hello, how are you?
Good, what do you got for us?
So I'm a traveler working here in Rochester. I listen to you guys all the time. Love your show.
Oh, love
but
you.
I'm from Nashville.
Really?
And so our firefighters do a calendar
okay,
to
so
help raise money.
You're thinking a sexy calendar?
Yes. because, like, for the women's show that comes once a year to Nashville, the firefighters will actually put on, like, a little striptease contest.
Okay, so you want to see the penises of the firefighters in to
no,
save the
not,
fire?
Not,
you kind of, I mean, look, you can say you don't want to see it, but you kind of want to see it. I mean.
Right. They don't completely strip, but they do show the arms and the chest, and, you know, they're pretty buffed up, and so they make calendars and sell them every year.
Buffed up.
Buffed up good.
All right, so, Diane, here's the thing. So Kimmy's husband is a firefighter.
Yes, he is.
Kimmy's husband. Kimmy's husband was in the sexy firefighter calendar last year.
Yeah.
And because he was in it, it sold so few copies, they won't do it anymore.
No, but they did that for charity. And I don't know if you could make enough on that here. I mean, I get in Nashville probably, but I don't know if you could do that here with a smaller fire department, if how much you would be able to raise.
All right, I'm going
to
ask you a question. Diane, thanks for the call. Enjoy your time here in Rochester.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, let me ask you a question.
Sure. Yeah.
Kimmy, they're going to do a full nude.
Full nude?
Bear dong.
Bear dong. That's what it's called.
Bear dong.
Bear dong fire department brought to you by Applebee's.
Yeah.
Your husband comes to you and goes, listen, the only way we're going to save the fire department is if I hang brain in this calendar.
Yeah.
Would you have a problem with that?
I know. If you wanted to do that, if you felt comfortable
doing
that.
But she's never looked at it.
She
opens it up. Wow.
You go for it.
Wait, so you would have no problem with every woman in Rochester seeing your husband's penis to save the fire department?
If he wanted to do it, go ahead.
Sounds like one of the worst 1950s like homie movies. We're going to save the fire department. Show me your penis. You know, we were talking about which businesses would sponsor. Brought up, like, you know, Applebee's.
Yeah.
Mark writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. This fire brought to you by Applebee's because you ain't eating at home tonight. I got another serious idea.
Go ahead.
You ready for this? Because I think this would legitimately work to raise the funds that would necessitate hiring firefighters, having the money. Fantasy fireman's camp.
Oh, okay. So you pay money to go train to be a fireman.
Yep. Charge guys a few hundred bucks for an overnight experience. You could dress them up, let them use the hose, let them drive the truck, take them to, like, that fake building where they have
the control burn.
So, like, the sports fantasy camps have become a booming business. The Yankees do one. Notre Dame does one. The U.S. Olympic team does one up in Lake Placid for hockey. Guys spend $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to experience this stuff. Every guy at some point in his life wanted to be a firefighter.
Yeah.
Fireman's fantasy camp would make money. I'm telling you.
All right. That'd be fun.
And the liability would be through the roof.
Yes.
Yeah. You could sign some waivers, though.
It would look bad, though, if the Fishers Fire Department, brought to you by Applebee's, had a 400-pound guy have a heart attack trying to spray the hose.
That would also be a problem.
Right?
Yeah, fair enough.
Christine writes us on Instagram, Duffy, it will cost more to keep changing the logo on the fire truck if that sponsor decides to end their sponsorship. I don't think you know how sponsorships work, Christine.
Yeah.
I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Barbara. Hey, Barbara. How are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. There's some states, especially like down in Tennessee, they have fire department subscription services where you pay a yearly fee to get fire service. And like when you call 911, they look before they come out to see if you've paid up or not.
That's wild.
Are you sure?
I've never heard of that.
Yes. Especially Shelby County. It was a big news story about this where a guy's house was on fire. The fire department came out. He wasn't paid up. What they will do, though, is they can bill you. But they did, you know, but the rate is like, you know, they had to say, we want $5,000 to put the fire out. And he didn't have it. And what the fire department did instead, his neighbors on either side had already paid up. They hosed down their homes to prevent the fire.
Wait, and let his house burn?
He's not wrong. So in some areas, particularly in rural areas, there are subscription-based fire departments.
Okay.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
No, not at all.
Because I still don't want to, even if my house isn't on fire, I don't want to live next door to the house that is on fire.
It says they may charge for services like false alarms or non-emergency assistance.
Okay. So
like $50 to bring the cat down out of the tree.
All right. So if you don't want to get to the spot that Barbara is describing,
pay per visit.
We got to figure something out here. Penis firefighters.
Start
Barbara,
peeling, boys.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
We got to save the old fire hall.
Ben writes us on Instagram. Again, we're talking about the Fishers Fire Department out in the Victor area, potentially dissolving by August. The town doesn't want it, but nobody wants to pay more taxes. So we're trying to think of out-of-the-box idea to raise fire revenue. By the way, any fire departments listening, we're happy to come consult with you.
Yeah.
We only charge a very small, large fee. Ben writes us on Instagram. Put Tommy's face on the back of the fire truck with a WCMF sign below it, and people will stay back 1,000 feet.
Good stuff, Ben.
He's sure it's your Pacamonia.
Portofino.
Yeah, that's what I said.
What did you say? Pacamonia?
Pacophonia.
Pacamonia.
One of my favorite Def Leppard albums. Or was that the Who? It was a combination of Hysteria, Quadrophenia, Pacamonia, and Pikachu. What are your shorts?
Portofino.
Portofino. Yeah,
white Portofino.
One of my favorite mushrooms.
Actually, cream.
One of my favorite mushrooms, yeah. Also. Let's take a break.
It's Portobello.
Shut up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Two iconic American brands.
Yeah.
Major businesses that both need help.
Oh.
And they thought they could help each other out.
Yeah.
And on paper, this sounds like a grand idea. Unfortunately, this didn't even get to the starting line.
So they couldn't even pull it off?
No, they couldn't. And I think it's probably for the best because I don't know if this actually would have worked.
Oh.
In fact, it would have created even more monstrosities than what you can get at this place to begin with. You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, a couple of months ago, it was announced that McDonald's had signed a deal with Krispy Kreme.
The donut.
You got it.
Okay.
And the plan was Krispy Kreme was going to sell donuts inside McDonald's nationally.
Damn.
The idea being McDonald's was trying to keep up with the Dunkin' Donuts, the Tim Hortons, the whatever, having sweet breakfast options other than like the apple pie.
Yeah.
Right. So this has been going on now for a couple of months. It was supposed to be rolled out in early May.
Mm-hmm.
It was then pushed back. And yesterday it was announced the deal has been called off.
Why?
Essentially, both companies said there was no way for Krispy Kreme to make the money that would have made it worth it.
Oh, they couldn't make a profit. All right.
So if you were looking forward to going into McDonald's and getting yourself a Krispy Kreme donut, which, by the way, would have been the only way to get them here in Rochester.
Yeah, you're right.
Although they sell them at gas stations.
I think
sometimes.
They have them at like 7-Eleven, okay. If I'm not mistaken.
But these would have been warm and ready to go.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's not going to happen anymore. And this is probably a good thing.
I'm surprised they didn't think that would work.
I'm surprised they wanted to do it in the first place because, well, look, there are communities where both Krispy Kreme and McDonald's exist in the same sphere.
Yeah.
So if I want the donut, I'm hurting, but I guess you're still selling the donut from McDonald's.
Yeah, you're still making the money. Yeah,
but maybe not as much. I don't
know. Do you think, though, you would have sold a lot of donuts? Like, if I'm going to McDonald's for breakfast, am I looking for that sweet option or am I looking for my normal
breakfast sandwich? Well, you're like, getting your coffee and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, donut with a coffee. You have that option. I will say this. There are times where I will pass on McDonald's because for breakfast because I want a sandwich and something sweet.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not an apple pie in the morning guy.
All right.
So I'll go to like Dunkin' so I can get my muffin or like Tim Hortons or something like that.
And McDonald's has good coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
They do. They
I was coffee. A huge coffee drinker on the road, and you couldn't find coffee anywhere back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you always
Yeah, they hadn't even invented it yet.
Bro, there was no Dunkin's out there. There was no
drive-through
Starbucks.
Drive-through especially, yeah.
So, and it was always fresh because they sell so goddamn much of it.
Okay.
So it ain't sitting there. So I always know I could get a good cup cheap.
But I think the reason why this shutting down is best for America.
Yeah.
There are like secret menus that people will order off of at McDonald's.
Mm.
And we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Like my brother used to make the McGangbang Deluxe.
Yeah.
So you would take a double cheeseburger.
That kind of didn't affect him.
You take a double cheeseburger.
You shouldn't be able to do this.
You fold it in half. Yeah. You take a full McChicken. You put it in the middle. You put the patties back on. Mm-hmm. There's your McGangbang.
There's your heart attack.
There was also the McSurf and Turf Deluxe, which is where you get a Filet-O-Fish sandwich, a chicken sandwich, and a cheeseburger. You put all that together.
I don't want.
It doesn't even sound good.
Yeah, that That fish doesn't sound good.
Surprisingly good.
Okay.
But here's my concern.
What?
Had you started adding Krispy Kreme donuts to McDonald's, it was only a matter of time before people were going to take McDonald's hamburgers and then use the Krispy Kreme donuts as the bun.
Well, yeah. But you said that's delicious.
No, here's the thing. It's carnival food. It is delicious. That should only – there should be a barrier to entry.
It shouldn't be a regular line.
The donut burger.
Yeah.
Be in your regular lineup.
Yeah. You shouldn't be able to go through a drive-thru and get two donuts with a piece of meat in the middle and then all the condiments.
Yes.
Because, like, think of how delicious a Krispy Kreme Big Mac would have been.
It would be unbelievably delicious.
All right. Let's just figure this out. Kimmy, can you Google the calories for a Big Mac and the calories for a Krispy Kreme donut?
I'm guessing a Big Mac's got to be 700-800.
You think it's that much?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but you always overshoot everything. You said a chicken wing was 200 calories.
No, I said it was 500.
500 calories.
Approximately 550 calories.
Okay, so 550.
That's not really that bad.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
All right.
I mean, the size isn't all that big.
Yeah, true.
Right? And I mean, it's not, there's,
Now throw a donut on it.
Okay, well, we're throwing two donuts, so give me one donut. So right now
we're going to say one donut's 300 calories.
There's no way it's 300
calories.
It's
got a lot of sugar, bro.
I understand, but calories doesn't necessarily mean glaze. Sugar, man.
The glaze.
The calorie content of a Krispy Kreme original glazed donut is approximately 190 calories.
Damn,
okay, so
that's low.
So that's 400.
Why am I on a diet?
That would be a thousand calorie hamburger.
But what a goddamn meal.
But then that would also be fries on the side, soda on the side, right?
Hash brown, whatever extra you're getting.
And like we're not even into like the grams of fat area where I'm sure that's gonna be the one that hurts you.
Okay.
Right? So like, yes, man. I know we've been making strides in health in America the last couple of years, like we're starting to live longer again, right? This would immediately reverse that trend.
Oh.
Being able to put Krispy Kreme donuts as buns on your hamburger.
Yeah.
Keep your donuts out of McDonald's.
Yes. 252 WCMF. I mean, I think there's a reason why, like Dunkin', for example, as we talk about McDonald's, Krispy Kreme, and they had signed a deal to combine, sell Krispy Kreme donuts out of McDonald's stores. It was supposed to start in May. It was delayed. It has now been canceled because Krispy Kreme does not believe they can make the money necessary. I believe that's why places like Dunkin' don't sell lunch.
Oh.
Do they sell lunch?
Yeah, well, they started to. They started doing the sandwiches.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
But
I don't mean lunch. I mean burgers.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, they don't do burgers.
Yeah, there's nothing like you can buy at like a Tim Hortons where you could take the donuts and make it its own sandwich. Because you don't want to put like deli meat on a donut.
I mean,
donut.
I guess you could do that with the breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
But you're already having the muffin or the donut with the breakfast sandwich, so what's the difference, right? I'm just saying. Got to look out for each other.
Okay.
And don't let friends outside of carnivals eat donut burgers.
Time and place.
Exactly. It would be like getting a whole fried pickle on a stick somewhere.
But like, don't they do weird stuff to like the McDonald's in Europe? Like they
have like different menu options. Yeah,
but they serve. I think they serve beer
in Germany. Yeah, I think the U.S.
Wine.
The U.S. and one other small country, the only countries where you can't get beer from McDonald's. Although I didn't see beer at the McDonald's when we were in England.
Oh, you didn't.
You asked.
When I did my extensive travels, I wanted to get a little bit of the beer. What if a pint and a Big Mac with my mates?
You've never been to Europe?
No, I've been to New England.
Yeah.
Plenty of New England to see here.
Erica writes, can't McDonald's just make their own donuts?
I was thinking of that. Yeah, the McDonut. But they might flop.
I mean, like McDonald's.
They don't have a good track record of new items. They do really good on the original items.
Well, I mean, that's not necessarily true because everyone remembers the McPizza, the McSpaghetti, the McBLT.
Yeah.
Like, those are famous flops. But at what point the Big Mac was new?
Well,
at one point the Filet-O-Fish was new?
I would say their last good one was the Quarter Pounder.
Double Quarter Pounder.
Well, the Quarter Pounder in general.
Nope, totally different sandwich. It's like a Quarter Pounder.
Wait, this is a double Quarter Pounder?
Yeah, that's what you get unless you're a puss.
Why don't they call it the Half Pound?
Well, because then you don't know what you're getting. Shut up.
Or the close to a pound.
You know what's funny? That's my go-to is this double quarter pounder with cheese. I've never even considered why they don't call it the half pounder.
Just give me a half pounder.
Well, no, because that sounds dirty.
Yeah, they take you around back. Well, you didn't want to say it sounded dirty.
No, you didn't have to continue. We all understood what was happening. I didn't even be sodomized behind a McDonald's.
I wasn't saying sodomized.
What are they doing around back?
Making your burger.
This is where we make the half pounders.
Hey, come on back here.
Behind... Let's take a break.
All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.